Hello, and welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share our successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Are you enjoying the benefits of smiling and sharing those smiles with those you come in contact with daily? Haven't you enjoyed waking up saying thank you for another day and then enjoying the inner peace of knowing that you're ready to deal with just about anything that life throws at you? Remember, you can always get away to your peaceful world where there is no stress. Simply smile and think to yourself, I'm too blessed to be stressed, and continue your day. If you don't have your own peaceful place, listen to our launch show on February the 9th for an example of my special place, and you're welcome to go there at any point of the day. Are you ready to get going? Do you have your pen and paper ready? Did you buy or borrow Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and have you been reading a few pages every day? I know you did, so let's get started. Last show, we identified the 13 characteristics of successful people as identified by Napoleon Hill in the classic book, Think and Grow Rich. Today, we're going to review the three of those traits that we discussed last show, and they were, you must have a burning desire, you must become decisive by nature, and you must invest in yourself to gain the specialized knowledge required to complete an action plan to reach your dream life or any goals that you have. Today, we're going to cover imagination, planning, and persistence. Napoleon Hill wrote, man's only limitation, within reason, lies in his development and use of his imagination. What comes to your mind when you imagine living your dream life or having a fantastic life? For the practical use of imagination, he said, ideas are the beginnings of all fortunes. In your notes, please put a star, red mark, red ink, balloons, draw curly cues, or whatever you do that means review this section, because we're only going to look at a tiny portion of it. You should really spend some time on imagination, reading it several times to make sure you understand how important imagination is to our success. Imagination is the workshop for all of our plans. It's where desire is molded into action. Have you heard the idea of what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve? Napoleon Hill said that we're surrounded every day by ideas, and our mind processes thousands of thoughts. Ideas come at us from all different sources, from marketing, television, radio, billboards, signs, on the back of taxi cabs. Everywhere you look, there are ideas coming at you. So how do you know which idea is right for you? You have to have some way to sort through the many ideas coming to you and find the ideas that resonate with you. You have to have a way of sorting them, storing them, putting them in your subconscious mind so when they come back, you'll actually know what to do with them. Can you imagine your fantastic life? Or are you like I've heard before? Has life been treating you so bad that you forgot how to dream? I've heard that said. Is that you? I want you to just think for a second. Can you imagine your fantastic life? Are you able to describe it in detail? Do you have any idea of what your daily routine would be? Can you feel the excitement of living life on your own terms? And enjoying every minute of it. Start with your basic ideas and do some research. Plant the ideas more firmly in your subconscious mind and let it go to work for you. This is where you really have to write your thoughts down, because your finished idea may not look anything alike the initial idea. Great ideas come and go in a flash and when you least expect them. So make it a habit of keeping pen and paper handy and write the ideas down regardless of the time. If it's at midnight, keep a pen and paper by your bed. Write it down. Now, while we're writing our ideas down, do you have a written copy of your goals? Have you written your goals down? How can you reach your goals without having an end in mind? Now, we've talked about everything begins with desire, and desire gives way to our imagination, where your ideas are blended, shaped, molded, and when you research them, you can then develop a plan of action. Every step of the way, you have a choice. You have a choice as to what you're willing to do to achieve your success. Mr. Hill said that when you engage in anything of major importance, ensure you have a faultless plan. He followed that with saying that you must have the advantage of experience, native ability, education, and imagination of other minds. Can you see the merit in writing your plans to the best of your ability and then sharing those plans with your mastermind group? We will discuss the value of a mastermind group later. If your first plan does not work, replace it with a new plan. And if that plan doesn't work, replace it with a new plan. And if the new plan is not working, replace it. Continue moving forward until you have a plan that does work. What plans are you using right now? Are you allowing other people to make your plans for you? Have you actually planned anything besides your vacation? When's the last time you reviewed your plans or shared your written plans with one of your mentors or your mastermind group? I want you to set aside a block of time today, 3 to 4 hours, and one, let your imagination run wild. Create your vision. Decide what your dream life would actually look like, what it would feel like. And two, set a date for achieving that goal. Write that date on a calendar and in your journal, and then start planning the steps required to achieve that goal. Stop now, pick the time, and write it down. Make this happen today. A block of time, 3 to 4 hours, that's the most important thing that you can do as far as building a foundation for your success. Remember, your plans are not written in concrete, and you will change them from time to time if they're not working in your favor. Learn to be flexible and creative, because Napoleon Hill identified this as the stage where the majority of men meet failure. If you're listening to this show, you're already in the top 10%. To reach the top 2 to 3%, you have to follow your plans, change your plans, use your imagination to keep ideas, fresh ideas, moving toward your goal. You must be persistent in creating new plans to replace those that are not working. Your plans should be practical and workable. And remember, temporary defeat is not permanent failure. If the plan is not working, we're going to adopt another plan and we're going to keep moving forward. Temporary defeat only means that you understand that there's something wrong with your plan, nothing more. So if you start with a plan, reach a point where it's not working, make the change and keep moving forward. Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times before he perfected the electric light bulb. 10,000 temporary defeats before he achieved the success he was after. How many temporary defeats have you experienced? How many are you willing to experience? When the results are less than what you have planned, continue to change your plans and moving forward. Persistence is continuing to move forward, even though you may not have the support of your friends. You may have financial challenges, or you may even lose all of your money. Accept these temporary defeats as a signal that your plan is not sound. Make corrections, continue to work toward your goal. If you really want to have your dream life, never give up. Because if you've heard before, a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. Understand that there will be daily challenges. Never give up. There will be many sleepless nights. Never give up. There will be times when your loved ones don't understand you. Never give up. There will be times when you think you can't go on. Never quit. There will be times when you doubt yourself and your team. Never give up. There will be times when you take one step forward and three backwards. Never, ever give up. Success is only around the corner when you have a burning desire, willing to make decisions, gain specialized knowledge, use your imagination to harvest ideas, be willing to create new plans, and persist in your pursuit to achieve your goals even in the face of temporary defeat. I'm going to share this thought with you, and it's from the Weekly Whisper. Your dreams and visions are not just thoughts in your head. They are something that you feel deep inside of you, and you know there is something that you must do. I challenge you today to honor your commitment to yourself. Write out your goals and your plans to achieve those goals. The choice is yours. Are you thankful for each day? Are you smiling and sharing those smiles with others? Are you ready to get out of your own way and have the fantastic life you dream about? I invite you to visit our blog at www.menpowerradio.com and share your thoughts, ideas, or fears of what your dream life will look like. What will it be? You can also go to www.askmenpowerradio.com RonnieV.com. That's ASKRONNIEV.com to share your opinion on how we can build the NPR network faster. If you don't have internet access or you prefer calling, our toll-free number is 1-866-712-5596, extension 111. Again, that number is 1-866-712-5596, extension 111, and leave your contact information and comments. Our next show is on April 5th, where we will continue with the successful traits from the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I encourage you to share this broadcast with your friends and family as we continue building our NPR network. If you like what you're hearing on Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share with the women of your life the famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio show with the amazing host, Miss Raven Blair Davis. That station is www.womenpower-radio.com. That's womenpower-radio.com. Raven is a friend and mentor, and she shares her vision of life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live in. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun. Thank you.